So we called them the Maktab al-Qadimat al-Mujahideen, the MAK. We left this army of Arab fascists in the field of Afghanistan. Once out of Afghanistan, the Mujahideen became known as Al-Qaeda, or the base. While some people still think the term base refers to some central headquarters, former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook told the House of Commons the term actually referred to a computer database containing the names of Muslim activists, Mujahideen, and others long used by the CIA. Following the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Saudis didn't want the fanatics to return, so they bribed Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda followers to stay out of Saudi Arabia. There are many flavors and branches, but they are all Muslim Brotherhoods. So the Muslim Brotherhood became this poison that spread throughout the Middle East, and on 9/11, it began to spread around the world, concluded Loftus, who added that current CIA members don't know this story. The current generation CIA are good and decent Americans, and I like them a lot. They're trying to do a good job, but part of their problem is their files have been shredded. All of these secrets have to come out. During the 1950s, while Dulles headed the CIA, his brother, John Foster Dulles, was President Eisenhower's Secretary of State. Both were in prime positions to shape the Nazification of America. In the chill of the Cold War, few Americans remembered that John Foster Dulles had been pro-Nazi before Hitler invaded Poland, observed Walter Bauert, a journalist and former editor who authored the book Operation Mind Control. No one thought, either, to question the fact that while John Foster Dulles was running the State Department, his brother Alan was running the CIA, which he once described as a State Department for dealing with unfriendly governments. No one seemed at all disturbed by the Dulles dynasty, and only a handful of people realized to what extent the Dulles brothers held power in the Eisenhower administration. The German banking industry particularly profited from such connections as the Dulles brothers and McCloy. Immediately after the war ended, Allied authorities ordered the breakup of Germany's largest bank, Deutsche Bank. Initially, the banking giant was split into 10 regional banks, but by 1953, these were consolidated into three major banks, Norddeutsche Bank AG, Süddeutsche Bank AG, and Rheinisch-Westfälische Bank AG.